Overall, I'm absolutely delighted. We certainly know as a team what we're capable of doing with the ball, and I was absolutely delighted in terms of the character, the work rate, you know, the seeing the dividends and the fruits of our labour at training, you know, starting to pay off. And I thought without the ball today for a long, long period of the game, you know, we were excellent, our shape was good. Always a difficult place to come is Peterhead throughout my experience there, and we gave up a lot of possession, but I felt, you know, even looking at it, I felt overall over the course of the 90 minutes we probably still had the better chances for two set plays for Martin McNiff and the one McStay's missed. So very pleased with our performance, and to lose your main striker, your main goal scorer, you know, is a big blow. But I thought that we handled that well, and our heads didn't go down. If anything, you know, it got our tails up a wee bit after an initial poor start, and conceding his early doors, which is always disappointing, particularly coming to a very difficult venue like this. But as the game progressed with the 11 men, I could see us, you know, starting to come into our own. We were starting to make inroads and one or two openings. But, you know, overall a very, very good performance, without seeing the ball for large periods of that. So that shows another side of us.
I mean, the referee didn't waste too much time flashing the red card at the Goodwillie incident. Was he a wee bit?
Well, listen, I'll say to the, for the, in the referee's defence there, you know, they get one split second or whatever to see that. You know, and then they've got Peterhead players nipping in their ear, you know, it's an elbow or whatever it may have been. You know, I've had the benefit of watching it two or three times, and, you know, you've got a company of two players, that you've got a committed defender, you've got a committed striker coming on to go and try and volley at a defender trying to header it. And with the coming together, you know, it's too close for either one of them to get out. And David just puts his hands up to protect himself, you know, nothing more, nothing less. And the referee's got to make the decision. We were on the other side of it last week, and we've got to deal with it, you know, and we'll have a look at that going back down the road and see where that takes us. But, you know, as I said, to play for large periods of the game with 10 men against a very good side at a very difficult venue, you know, I'm delighted with that.
And your goalkeeper was pretty much untroubled, which probably says a lot.
Yeah, but what I will say for him there, I still thought he was fantastic though, with his leadership qualities, his organisation. You know, I'm coming and taking the pressure off us at the right time. And I thought the boys overall, their game management was absolutely fantastic. They're the big things that I take out, the discipline, players that are used to seeing a greater deal of the ball, not just getting caught up in the headlights, not just, you know, like a wee kiddie chasing a ball, you know, and trying, playing with intelligence, you know, good game management, so it was. And I thought our levels, and I take a great compliment even in terms of where we are, because, you know, even looking at the substitution that Jim made, you know, bringing a centre back off and putting another one on, you know, and that told me right away that he's worried about Darren's pace, so he puts another quick one in there to deal with. So there was that element in the game that we nearly got Darren away a few times, you know, and just with that, a wee bit of luck there, you know, he could maybe have been through one or two occasions, and I think they recognise that, and that's good management for Jim that he's been proactive on that.
Back for another good support up here, especially considering it's a journey.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic, and you know, we'd just like to acknowledge the fans once again for their fantastic support, their efforts. They've certainly seen another side of their team today in terms of the character shown, and you know, I think we can all go down this journey tonight knowing that, you know, everybody there in the Clyde jersey, everybody there in the Clyde Scarford jersey in the stand there had a massive part to play. So, you know, it's a very well earned point, you know, collectively earned by the 12th man today. They were fantastic.